Ron Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Clemson Cooperative Extension has recently inducted its spring class into the Asbury Francis Lever Hall of Fame. Tell us what this Hall of Fame symbolizes.
Well, I had the privilege of attending that last night for a couple of reasons. We hosted them at the Phillips Market Center out at the Farmers Market. But the three individuals who were added to the Hall of Fame, I know two of them. So I wanted to just touch base with them and enjoy that ceremony and gave a little bit of my thoughts about extension service and what it means to me as a farmer and what it means to our state.
Now, this Hall of Fame is actually a fairly new addition to the ag community.
Well, you're right. The Hall of Fame is fairly new. Last year, Clemson and South Carolina Extension observed its 100th anniversary of the Smith-Lever Act, which was established in 1914 to set up funds for extension service. And Frank Lever was a South Carolina-based congressman, so naturally it has quite the connection to Clemson as a land-grant university. So last year, the Hall of Fame for extension service personnel was established.
A lot of times, people feel like extension is only for farmers, but that simply is not the case.
Well, it primarily is, and last night I was talking a little bit about my history with them, but you're right. With all of the activities that Extension gets involved with, you take one of the honorees was Roland Austin, who had Making It Grow for so long. And a big part of that show just appealed to gardeners in general, people interested in outdoor wildlife preservations, those types of things. So yeah, the mission of Extension naturally has evolved over 100 years, but I am real pleased that it seems to be getting back to its roots at Clemson, and as I said last night, showing it's re-energized.
Let's talk about the other two inductees.
Well, one of them is a good old Bowman native, friend of mine, Bill Reiser, who started his career over in Aiken and then ended up in the Midlands area, very well known because he had a couple of television shows that he did representing Extension and did a great job with it. Gentleman I did not know, knew his name, is Mr. Bill Craven, and they all just spoke so highly of him. And the funny thing, they were just telling some stories and imitating the way Mr. Craven would speak to them on the job or giving them advice. So for someone who didn't know him, it was really entertaining to hear the ones who did talk about him in such reverential terms as well, but just having fun. So again, all three individuals, different backgrounds, but all playing a vital part in carrying out the mission of Clemson Extension.
And we certainly congratulate those inductees. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.